talk to you next week. Bye now.
Thank you.
Yes, conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com hey. Lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start hey. A conga, apparently it's impossible hey. To stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where hey. I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Protesters, most of them women, chanting as they marched from the Department of Justice to the U.S. Capitol late yesterday in what was called a women's march to protest Trump administration immigration policies. Some of the protesters also chanting, abolish ICE. U.S. Capitol Police say nearly 600 protesters were arrested during the march. Meanwhile, organizers say they're expecting big turnouts for similar protests against Trump immigration policies tomorrow in all 50 states and in Washington. In the wake of the deadly shootings at the Maryland newspaper yesterday, PayPal permanently bans alt-right activist Milo Yiannopoulos, as it says he just 2 days ago said he couldn't wait for vigilante squads to start gunning journalists down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Today, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray were testifying before a House Judiciary Committee. Things got a bit heated, especially when Congressman Trey Gowdy had a chance to take to the mic.
We've seen the bias. We've seen the bias. We need to see the evidence. If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the grand jury. If you have evidence that this president acted inappropriately, present it to the American people. There's an old saying that justice delayed is justice denied. I think right now all of us are being denied. Whatever you got, finish it the hell up, because this country is being torn apart.
Things also got a bit testy when it was Congressman Jim Jordan's turn.
We started asking for information in July of last year, and some of that is still not given, still has not been given to the Congress, still not has been given to this committee, the committee charged with defending the Judiciary Committee. So I appreciate what you do. I just want the information, and we're so frustrated that there is now a resolution on the floor of the House in just a few minutes that will be voted on.
Yeah, time of the gentleman has expired. Mr. Rosenstein will be allowed to respond.
I don't have any control over what resolutions you vote on, sir, and you're free to do that.
But the gentleman will suspend it. The time now is the Attorney General's.
If you're interested in the truth, Mr. Jordan, the truth is we have a team of folks. They're Trump appointees and career folks, and they're doing their best to produce these documents. Director Ray explained to you the process. He's got hundreds of people working around the clock.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It's 8:06. It's time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is fair skies, 73 degrees, winds about northwest from 3 miles an hour, 90% humidity. From NOAA for today, Friday, TGIF, June 29, 2018, it'll be sunny with a high near 91, northwest winds at 3 to 7 miles an hour. Mostly clear with a low tonight around 65 and a calm wind. For tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94, calm wind becoming west around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. Sunny on Sunday, hot with a high near 97. On Monday, sunny with a high near 96. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 94. Independence Day, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 92. Chance of rain 20%, and on Thursday a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 92. Chance of rain 30%. That is Good Morning Huntington, and that's Huntington Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Yes, Conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
protesters, most of them women, chanting as they marched from the Department of Justice to the U.S. Capitol late yesterday in what was called a women's march to protest Trump administration immigration policies. Some of the protesters also chanting, "Abolish ICE." U.S. Capitol Police say nearly 600 protesters were arrested during the march. Meanwhile, organizers say they're expecting big turnouts for similar protests against Trump immigration policies tomorrow in all 50 states and in Washington. In the wake of the deadly shootings at the Maryland newspaper yesterday, PayPal permanently bans alt-right activist Milo Yiannopoulos, as it says he just 2 days ago said he couldn't wait for vigilante squads to start gunning journalists down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Today, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray were testifying before a House Judiciary Committee. Things got a bit heated, especially when Congressman Trey Gowdy had a chance to take to the mic.
We've seen the bias. We've seen the bias. We need to see the evidence. If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the grand jury. If you have evidence that this president acted inappropriately, present it to the American people. There's an old saying that justice delayed is justice denied. I think right now all of us are being denied. Whatever you got, finish it the hell up, because this country is being torn apart.
Things also got a bit testy when it was Congressman Jim Jordan's turn.
We started asking for information in July of last year, and some of that is still not given, still has not been given to the Congress, still not has been given to this committee, the committee charged with defending the Judiciary Committee. So I appreciate what you do. I just want the information, and we're so frustrated that there is now a resolution on the floor of the House in just a few minutes that will be voted on.
Yeah, time of the gentleman has expired. Mr. Rosenstein will be allowed to respond.
I don't have any control over what resolutions you vote on, sir, and
I know you
free
don't.
To do that.
The gentleman will suspend it. The time now is the Attorney General's.
If you're interested in the truth, Mr. Jordan, the truth is we have a team of folks. They're Trump appointees and career folks, and they're doing their best to produce these documents. Director Wray explained to you the process. He's got hundreds of people working around the clock.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
It's 8:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington right now, it is fair skies, 73 degrees. Winds about northwest from 3 miles an hour. 90% humidity. From NOAA for today. Friday, TGIF, June 29, 2018. It'll be sunny with a high near 91. Northwest winds at 3 to 7 miles an hour. Mostly clear with a low tonight around 65 and a calm wind. For tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94, calm wind becoming west around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. Sunny on Sunday, hot with a high near 97. On Monday, sunny with a high near 96. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 94. Independence Day, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 92. Chance of rain, 20%. And on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 92. Chance of rain, 30%. That is Good Morning Hunterdon, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Someday. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
No, I'm come from Good Morning Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, or on Facebook, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's Men at Work Down Under. We got a reason. We'll get to all that as part of my Friday show. Welcome to Good Morning Hunterdon on WHCRDB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. It is Friday, and it is starting to feel like summer. It's starting to feel like Independence Day weekend. I know that Independence Day is right in the smack in the middle of the week, so you get a little bit of this weekend, and you get a little bit of that weekend. And all in all, everybody, I think, is going to take it easy for the entire 7 or 9 days. Anyway, welcome to the show. First things up is traffic. Got to get you some traffic, which I get from HART, TMA.com, known as HART. And if you register with them, you can get local, county, state, and interstate roads in and out, highways and byways of the Hunterdon County. And had you done that, you would have learned about some things that happened this morning that might have impacted your commute. At 6:50 this morning, Pennsylvania-New Jersey border, significant delays at exit 3, Phillipsburg. They're not given a reason at the moment. 78 eastbound exit 3, significant delays due to a late running construction from 78 Toll Plaza to exit 3. Oh, that's why. That was at 6:55 this morning. 78 eastbound exit 15 Clinton, delays due to a motor vehicle accident in the left lane, came out at 7:03 this morning. That update was updated at 7:30 this morning. Delays all the way back to exit 12 Union due to that motor vehicle accident. Left median east of exit 15 in Clinton. Delays to disabled vehicle east of exit 12. That was at 7:41 this morning. And now delays, heavy delays back through exit 11, Pattonburg, because of that disabled vehicle. That was at 8:05 this morning. So it's been been nasty since 6:50 this morning all the way to now. If you are coming eastbound and you are trying to get to anywhere past Clinton, exit 12.
That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart, register with heart. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunt Jim Radio Traffic. It's Friday. What is on HuntingtonRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We got Michelle Heide on at 8:30, 8:30-ish. We'll talk with her, find out what's going on in the markets. It's the last day of June, last day of the second quarter, which means that final window dressing is going to take place, and we'll see how the markets fare. Right now, hasn't been too good. We've been floundering around. The markets have been going, quote-unquote, sideways for the last 6 months. And so now with the little bit of turmoil in the trades and international geopolitical nonsense and even the yield curve showing a little bit of concern, it'll be interesting to see how we fare in the third quarter. That sell in May, go away might have been a good idea this year. At 8:40, I talk with my good friend Mike. He's a movie reviewer. He gives us three movies to talk about, one in the theaters, one that's streaming, one that is his pick of the week. You're guaranteed one. Most of the time you get three. Sometimes Mike tells you to hold on to your dollars, hold on to your sawbucks, and make sure you don't use that and waste it looking at something or watching something that is just not worth it. So he'll give you all that information, 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, or the rest of the show, is that eclectic mix of news, information, trivia, community info, sports. Got to find out how our Patriots and our Thunder are doing. We'll get all that. 10 o'clock, it's Hands Across Hunterdon. Susan Lax from the Hunterdon Helpline comes on and talks about how the Hunterdon Helpline is the hub of trying to help you overcome your challenges in Hunterdon County. She does that with her volunteers as part of Hunterdon Helpline. They get in contact with all the different nonprofits in the area. And when you call Hunterdon Helpline, I guarantee you, you get some folks on the line who will be very interested in what your challenges are. And they will definitely find you somebody that you can talk to start working on resolving those issues. Not only that, they follow up with you later on after you've done it. And they see if you're still getting what you need to get done. So listen to Susan Lax and learn all about her, the volunteers, Hunterdon Helpline, and all the different other nonprofits that Hunterdon Helpline interfaces with. At 11 o'clock to 12, it's the Home Sweet Home guys, Patrick and Steve. They come on and talk about how to maintain and improve your home in a very prudent and frugal manner. They'll even talk to you about finding the right contractors, what to look for if you're looking for somebody to do the work for you. So Steve and Patrick talk all about those great things from 11 to 12 on the Home Sweet Home. At noon, it is Fat Guys at the Movies. They look at cinema, past, present, and future. So you can learn about what is coming up, what is in the current theaters today, and all the history behind all that. Awaken to Your Purpose, Mr. Bob Burns, comes on from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Bob comes in and talks all about what's happening in the world of your life in trying to figure out who you are and what you're supposed to be doing here on this earth. So he would like you to figure that out and obviously take the reins and do it to the best of your ability. Some people have some trouble finding what that is. Some people are so driven to figuring out what they're trying to do and why they're here, they lose sight of the little things in life. And so the second show that Bob does is Living Consciously. Take in everything that's going on around you, all the little things that we take for granted, and appreciate the short time that we have on this earth. Now It's the News is on from 3 to 4, a tongue-in-cheek look at the current events and politics that are going on in our world and our country. Pat Smits comes on from 4 to 5 talking about legal issues and current cases that have been decided that affect you in New Jersey. And then it's time to debate sports. The sports guys come on from 5 to 6. Three attorneys debate national sports, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey, and perhaps even a little bit of the World Cup. That's the entire HuntingtonRadio.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingtonRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. It's time for me to take my first break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Good Morning Hunting, and we're on WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, last day of June on my show. So it's the last day of looking at June on Celebrations Urges for the Month, Week, and Day from BrownieLocks.com. Tommy James and the Shondells helping me with that. World Sponge Month, World Infertility Month, World Women's Golf Month, Hemisphere, World Naked Bike Ride Month, in the Northern Hemisphere. Vision Research Month. I have an article that will coincide very nicely with that later on in the show. Turkey Lovers Month. That one doesn't make any sense to me. Student Safety Month. Sports America Kids Month. Sargum Month. Skyscraper Month. Scleroderma Awareness Month. Rebuild Your Life Month. PTSD Awareness Month. Ruth Altamore Roll on Counselor Chat was talking about that on Wednesday at noon. Check the rewind on that. Tour de France starts tomorrow. World Water Ski Days starts today. North American Organic Brewer Days starts today. I'm into that. National Prevention of Eye Injuries Awareness. Windjammer Days. Watermelon Seed Spitting Week, National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, and Lightning Safety Awareness Week. Fisher Friends Not Food Week, Carpenter Ant Awareness Week. Those critters are dangerous. They will just eat your foundation. For the 30th, or the 29th, excuse me, Drive Your Corvette to Work Day. It's World Scleroderma Day, and it's National Food Truck Day. That one sounds like fun. Get that mixed in with the National Organic Brewers Day, and it's a wrap. We got everything going on. There's plenty of food trucks to go around nowadays. They're at all the different local public places that we go to, so check it out. It's a celebration of services for one week and day from BrandyLux.com and Tommy James. Pick something, get involved. Time for a little vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. It's, or not NJ.com, Good News Network, excuse me. It's published on the 28th. And it says, after tweeting about worst sales day, independent bookseller is overwhelmed with support. There is so much learning to be gleaned from this little article. It's amazing. When a desperate independent bookseller tweeted about experiencing the, quote, worst day ever, unquote, in sales, the community responded in full force. 28-year-old Georgia Duffy took to social media earlier this week, saying that her bookstore, Imagined Things in Harrogate, England, yes, it's in the United Kingdom, had only earned $16.16, or £12.34 in sales on Monday. Duffy first opened up the store in July after she decided to quit her job as a radiographer and open up a bookshop. Though the shop had experienced some tough times here and there, the last few weeks have apparently been especially difficult. She tweeted, quote, if anyone was thinking about buying a book, now would be a great time, unquote. A card, a book, anything makes a huge difference to a small business like ours. We'd be very grateful for your support. Within a few days, Duffy became inundated with support. Book orders, donations, and messages of encouragement started pouring in from all over the country. According to the BBC, the store sold 70 books on Tuesday, compared to its average of 12. Additionally, Welsh author and columnist Alison Pearson offered to stop by the store to do a book reading and a signing. The response has been phenomenal, Duffy's told the news outlet. So the lessons learned, they're apparent, but I'm going to be stark and blunt right now. First of all, you know, a bookstore, Ms. Duffy, is a challenge. You should have known that when you got into it. That being said, there are still plenty of people out there that love books, so I can't fault you for not trying out your passion. The second one is, some business owners refuse to pass on the challenges that they face. They hold it on inside, and they quietly die a slow, slow death. So, Ms. Duffy, congratulations on being overt and letting out everybody know what the status of your bookshop is. For the community that received that, oh, by the way, and using social media was an awesome idea. The community that received it, thank you for the response. And you can see that there's plenty of people out there that are just into their own life and were startled to see the news and the information that Ms. Duffy provided. And therefore, they were happy to help, including that author who was willing to make an effort to try and help that store owner as well. So now the question is for Flemington and Clinton and Lambertville and all of our little hovels and villages and towns and cities and whatever we have in Hunterdon County. This is the type of community that we're looking for throughout our community, throughout our county. And if somehow, some way, business owners on Main Street or in Clinton are struggling, let people know. They'll come by. Let some consultants know. Let a coach know. We can help. We can give you some perspective rather than you dying a slow death quietly without any help before it's too late. And for the community that wants to support you, the small business community, thank you. And when they know and learn of that news, they will be there to help out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a microcosm of what our world is like here in Hunterdon and throughout the country. That is Vitamin C for today. All right, we're running a little late, so I'm going to postpone our celebrity birthdays until a little later on. We'll be right back with Michelle Heide in just a few minutes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Journalists targeted by an angry gunman with a vendetta against a newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland.
We have 5 confirmed fatals and 2 injuries. The injuries, to my understanding, are superficial.
That's the Annapolis mayor following yesterday's shootings at the Capital Gazette. Correspondent Matt Coates says that gunman apparently was upset about an article that had been written about him 7 years ago.
The suspect was named in a law enforcement bulletin as 38-year-old Jared Ramos of Laurel. Ramos had a grudge against the Capital Gazette and how he perceived he was portrayed in a column 7 years ago after he pled guilty to harassing a former high school classmate.
The long goodbye ends today as the bankrupt toy retailer Toys R Us officially closes its remaining United States stores. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with 4 locals and 1 grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Okay, it's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates. She's on the phone and also doing the mom thing, getting the kids to camp. What camp are we off to there, Michelle?
Well, today we're off to Camp Winnewald up near Clinton. It's been a family-owned camp for, over 60 years.
Yeah.
And they both have been going there since they were in kindergarten.
Wow.
And, it's just one of the, traditional day camps where they swim and do outdoor activities, and it's a lot of fun. So my son's going there again this year. My daughter, now that she's 13, of course, is like, I don't want to do any camp. She's doing camp, clean the house today for mom.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to find applause for that. That was awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. All right. I'll get that a little bit. Oh, I love you. I just learned a heck of a lot right there about Michelle Heide. Woo.
Yeah, right?
All right. Camp, clean the house. Very good. Yeah. So... I know you're off to camp, so let's get started so you can get where you need to go. So what happened yesterday? And this is our last day of June and the last day of second quarter.
Exactly. It's hard to believe. The last trading day of the month, last trading day of the quarter. Yesterday we ended up ended up in the green. A couple things happened yesterday. We had Amazon announcing that they were going to be purchasing PillPack, which is an online pharmacy startup.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a company that Walmart was looking to acquire. But
yep.
I guess they sat on their feet too long, and
yep.
Amazon decided to come and swoop them up. So when they took a look at it would have cost Walmart $700 million to do the purchase, but instead, by Amazon running in and doing the purchase, it ended up wiping out $3 billion in market share off Walmart yesterday.
Wow.
Again, that's just a one-day thing, but it just shows the effects of what happened there. So that was one thing Amazon announced. So that also, in turn, affected other pharmacies like Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid,
mm-hmm.
a couple of others. And then Amazon had also announced that they were going to be recruiting entrepreneurs to run local delivery networks. So that, in turn, would divert business from companies like FedEx and UPS. So obviously it affected those companies as well. So all in all, yesterday, Amazon, by what they said, ended up wiping out $17.5 billion from 8 companies in one day.
Oh, man.
So,
wow. Wow,
yep.
That's impressive. That's disruption right there. Whew.
Exactly. That's for sure.
Jeez.
So that happened. Part of that was yesterday. Part of that flowed in through this morning. Between yesterday and this morning, the banks went through the second part of their stress testing.
Mm-hmm.
And so far this morning, many of the bank shares are higher because some of the bigger ones, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Citigroup, Bank of America, received approval for their capital return plans. So they're going ahead and raising their dividends, increasing stock buybacks, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley both received conditional approval. Essentially what happened was due to the tax cuts, it resulted in a one-time drop to their cap ratios, and since they're headquartered in New York, it affected some of the things that are looked at for the stress test. So again, they received conditional approval, realizing that that was a one-off type of thing.
Right.
But essentially, for now, they have to kind of leave the payouts at roughly last year's level. But later this year into next year, they'll then, unless significant things change, be able to go ahead and increase dividends and buybacks if they want to. One of the banks that was that failed the stress test was Deutsche Bank.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to struggle over some of the issues that they've been faced with, so
yep.
they received a flat-out objection.
Yep.
But all in all, again, the banking sector is up this morning. For a while there, actually over the past, 2 weeks, the financials were really going through another downturn, and a lot of that didn't necessarily have to do with the interest rate environment, but more so the yield curve, and we talked about that, I forget if it was yesterday or the day before,
yep.
the flattening of the yield curve, so that was affecting, a lot of times people say, ooh, we're going to buy more banks because we're in a rising interest rate environment, so that means that their margins are higher, et cetera. But once the flattening of the yield curve started to appear, people got a little bit nervous, I suppose. Let's see. Over in Europe, a lot of the leaders met yesterday. They met for about 10 hours and came to some sort of a tentative agreement on migration. It looks like they're looking to create some new centers for housing and processing those folks that are seeking asylum.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure we'll hear more about that over the next couple days. But all in all, on the last day of June, the last day of the quarter, unless something big changes today, it looks like the S&P and NASDAQ are both set to post a positive month and quarter. The Dow is still iffy, but so far this morning, a few minutes ago, the Dow was up about 100, NASDAQ up about 27, S&P up about 11.
Yep.
So looks like there's a little bit more optimism out there today, even though, again, nothing significant has changed in terms of the what's happening with trade and Europe and China and all that other stuff, although I know China shares obviously have been getting hit hard over the past couple weeks, but it looks like they had a little bit of a bump up in overnight trading, and the Asia-Pacific region closed higher. European markets are currently higher, so it looks like investors are in a positive mood this morning.
There you go. You know, I had read about Deutsche Bank being under this, not passing the stress test, and while you were talking about it, I was dabbling in the Google here, and I was wondering about Wells Fargo.
Uh-huh.
And I was totally doing a double take. Now, Wells Fargo has been hit with one of the highest penalties ever.
Right.
And then they just got hit again for another penalty. So, but I just read an article here that they have passed their stress test, and not only have they passed their stress test, but they are raising the quarterly dividend.
Yeah.
They're doing a stock buyback. I'm like, how much money do these people have? It's incredible.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. I know, when I saw that this morning, too, I did a double take. I'm like, wait a second, how in the world? Yeah.
That's impressive. Yeah. Yeah, $24.5 billion in stock buybacks. Wow. That's impressive. I can throw them under the bus all I want, but man, when you amass that much wealth, that's pretty good. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So apparently those penalties are a blip.
I know, right? Isn't that amazing?
Jeez. Okay.
Unbelievable. They've got to be spending, I don't know how many millions of dollars in advertising. I know they've been doing a lot of advertising as far as, trying to get their image into more of a positive light again. I've seen tons of, print ads and commercials. But again, I guess that's just a little blip with all of the, billions that they have.
That's impressive. Wow.
So
very cool.
Pretty interesting. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You
all have a great weekend. We'll touch base next week. We're going to move our call to about 9:15, right?
Yes, and I appreciate your flexibility. It makes it a little easier on the
no problem.
Uber service during camp season.
That's cool. Very good. So we can get everybody where they need to go. Very cool. And thank your son there for his patience. It must be interesting to have a mom like you having to go in all different places all the time, and it's cool that your kids understand all that. So that's really neat.
No, I'm really, really grateful for their patience, and I'm hoping they're learning lots of good stuff as they hear me do the market update every morning.
There you go. Very good. They'll cherish it in the future, no doubt. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great weekend. Stay cool and drink plenty of water, please.
All right.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of Hunt & Chamber of Commerce and Hunt & Chamber Radio. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update, every morning at 8:30. The next 2 weeks, though, we're going to flip it to 9:15 so we can get Michelle on there without having to jump through hoops like she's doing right now. All right, we're going to take another quick break and get my good friend Mike on the phone. Talk a little bit about movies in just a minute.
Leave it to me. Don't ever be ashamed. Just give me a chance. I'll take care.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819
9875.
Traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Saturday night as the moon is.
It's Friday, and it's time for a little movies from my good friend Mike, who's on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing okay.
All right. Me too. It's like I said, we're all in for a heat wave this weekend, so I don't know. Sometimes movies are the right thing to do in a nice dark room. So what do we have today?
Start with American Animals. This is rated R. It's directed by Bart Layton. It stars Barry Keoghan, Evan Peters, and Blake Jenner. It's a true story of four young men who decide to plan and execute a daring art heist. These are men who are in college and college age, and they want to, as is later stated in the film, they want to have a transformative experience. They have things that are,
wow.
One of our guys is in college and he's studying, and they're friends, and his nonconformist friend says, we've got to go, beyond the quotidian, as I put it, we got a transformative experience, something beyond the mundane, because what's facing us is just, drudgery. These young men have, what would we say, almost every advantage, as some people would put it.
Right.
So we're gonna, but they're also fantasists, which gives us the humor in the film, because they're thinking things, we're referencing Reservoir Dogs and so forth, because that's how partly how they think.
Right.
But. So they're going to plan this and execute this robbery. This is a true story. This is a funny story. This works as a thriller. It's compellingly told, and it certainly, as is pointed out, will, quote, make you think. There are impasses in the story. What could be? It gathers momentum. Why did they do it? How did they continue? So forth. What questions come up? It's a compelling film in that regard, but it's all, as I said, it works as a thriller, and it's also rather funny. This is a contemporary story, and it's well told.
What I don't remember ever seeing this in the news. I don't think so. Is it do they stay pretty true to the original story, or they embellish it a little bit?
It's quite faith. Well, that's part of the fun, and also the substance of the film,
right?
Because of who remembers what happened? Right. People recollect things differently. That's part of the one of the more compelling elements in this movie is that sort of thing.
But what was the actual heist?
It was a robbery. It was a robbery executed by. I don't want to give too much away.
Oh, okay.
It was a robbery executed by planned and executed by these young men.
Okay, all right. And it was an art heist, is what you're telling me, right?
Yeah. It's it, well. It, yeah. Yeah. It. It. it involves those sorts of things, yes. But, I mean, it's it works on all those levels, and yeah. It also is compelling in that they have choices throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they do what they did? What led them to do it? Et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And we go on this adventure.
Sure.
With them.
But it's not a documentary. This is actually
no.
a screenplay. That's...
No, it has those elements, though.
Okay.
Again, it has those elements.
Okay.
You should just see the film,
yep.
and you know, all those things will become clear.
All right.
It certainly has those elements to it,
mm-hmm.
but as I said, it succeeds as a thriller, and there are comedic elements in it that are quite funny.
Okay.
And so forth.
And last question about these guys. This is the only, not the only time, but this is, as you said, for a transformative experience. They've never done anything like this before. So this is kind of...
They're young men.
Yeah.
And they're living a certain life.
Right.
And one of them in particular, is just the dissatisfaction.
Yeah.
But they're very young. What's
sure.
before them? And what are they seeing? And we're going to have... this transformative experience, this heightened experience.
Yeah.
And there's a quote by one of them, you know, essentially that says you grow up or you begin to think or you've thought that, you know, you're absolutely special and that everything you do is going to be, you know, extraordinary, et cetera. And then, other things occur, other realizations occur.
Yep.
But yeah, this is a very good film. It's one of the best I've seen this year.
That's neat. Well, you know, this is again the world of giving out trophies to everybody, right? All of a sudden, you're
certainly. it points to there's a certain without becoming too existential. Is there a certain emptiness? I mean, but. These young men are not compelled by, you know, dire need.
Mm-hmm.
They're not starving.
Nope.
They're not not the noblest of motives. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and you know, they just need that adrenaline rush. But, you could get that doing a bungee jump off a bridge or something like that.
Perhaps they should have gone that route.
Yeah, I imagine this went way beyond what they were expecting. All right, American Animals, and that's pretty widely distributed?
That's all over the place,
right.
In a theater near you.
Okay, so American Animals is on Mike's up list. What else we got?
Wonderstruck. This is from 2017. It's rated PG, directed by Todd Haynes. It stars Julianne Moore. Michelle Williams, Millicent Simons, and Oakes.
Mm-hmm.
Vaguely, is this okay? This is based on the novel of the same name,
mm-hmm.
and we have children from two eras, the 20s and the 70s, respectively, and we told their parallel stories.
USA Radio News.
The man accused of walking into the Capitol Gazette newsroom and killing five people in Minneapolis, Maryland, was charged with five counts of murder today.
That are missing. The young boy who's 12, his father's...
USA Radio News.
The man accused of walking into the Capitol Gazette newsroom and killing five people in Minneapolis, Maryland, was charged with five counts of murder today. He is also being held without bond. Dr. Michael Baden joined Fox News to talk about what's next for the victims and their families.
And they'll try to get the bodies to be released sometime today so that the families can have whatever funeral arrangements
sure.
they're going to have. They'll make out all the trajectory. Each pellet creates a trajectory of the body, and that becomes very important in figure out how he was moving, where he was.
A heat wave is going on in the United States with record high temperatures from Denver all the way to New York City. Faith Lustig is a public health official. She has some tips on how you can beat the heat.
Not wait till you're thirsty, and to drink water. Not alcohol or caffeine beverages, but water.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address,